haven't talked about it much today, but Jesus talked about the great tribulation. He said it'll be a time like no other. There'll be wars, rumors of wars, disease, pestilence, and famines, and judgment is coming. Look at the world. It's being set up for the Antichrist system to come. And Christ said before his coming, the world would face a time like never seen before. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, unless the days be shortened, no flesh will be spared. But yet he also gave us signs in the last days. He said they'll be like the days of Noah. People will be eating, drinking, making merry, and then sudden destruction comes upon them. What's going to happen if you're outside of the grace of God? What's going to happen if you're outside of practicing the truth because you know him? What's going to happen if you live outside of his word and his ways and keep the culture and keep churchianity? What's going to happen to your soul? You have two options. Either be drawn in by the Spirit of God and transformed to become a child of God, or be separated on Judgment Day in the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus described hell more than heaven. Maybe we'll go down this way. Jesus described hell more than heaven. Jesus warned of a terrible place of outer darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Who goes there? Those that are not born of God by the biblical gospel. Those living the world the way they want. Those living in false religion. Those drunk on grace. Those drunk on just the love of God, the unconditional love of God. None of this is true, neighbor. God is love, but it's conditional. God has grace, and eternal life is free, but there's a cost. You got to trade your old life for it. There's always been a cost to eternal life. God's always been a conditional, covenantal God. His covenant and his condition is that you walk in his word and his ways. The church systems aren't teaching the word and the ways of God. The church systems teach a bunch of corrupt ways, lies, traditions of men that Jesus said, it voids your worship of God. We don't want your worship of God to be voided. We don't want you to lose your soul. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. We love our neighbors. That's why we go and we preach. What's going to become of your partying? What's going to become of your worldly life? What's going to become of your carnality and your sin? What's going to become of your false man-made practices? The Bible says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your ways lead to death. Your pastors, your priests' ways lead to death. But there is a way of God that leads to life and life eternal. And the Bible says, wisdom is the fear of God. Americans don't fear God. We travel all over. We ask people, do you fear God? People don't fear God. Why? Because they think God is a God of love and no conditions. They think they're going to make it in because they're better than their neighbor. They think that Jesus is just going to wink at their sin. No, none of that is true. None of that is true. The Bible is very clear. You must place your faith in the shed blood of Jesus. You must repent and turn from all sin and false religion like the churches teach. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. Your desires change. You now desire holiness and righteousness, goodness and truth. Holiness, righteousness, goodness and truth mark God's people. Not worldliness, not partying. Not flesh-seeking. What marks God's people? Without holiness, the Bible says, no one will see God. We want you to see God one day. We don't want you to be separated into the weeping and gnashing of teeth. You got to repent and come out of the world, neighbor. Turn, repent, forsake your sin and live. live in this culture, live in your own ways, and suffer the wrath of God. I wouldn't love my neighbor if I didn't tell you about both the goodness of God and the severity of God. There's a goodness and there's a severity. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. We started talking about the last days. There's going to come perilous times of great tribulation. There's going to come times of war and rumors of wars and pestilence. There's going to come time of lack of love. There's going to come time, Paul said, the time will come where they will not keep sound doctrine, but they will heap up for themselves itchy-eared teachers and turn away from the truth of God to walk in unrighteousness. There'll come a time when they'll no longer seek after the love that God gives, the natural love, and they'll be turned away to unnatural affections, talking about sexual perversion. They'll be turned away into the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. We don't want our neighbor to be swept away in the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. We want our neighbor to walk in goodness and truth and righteousness. The Bible makes it very clear. Very few of you, a puny number, are going to find eternal life. Matthew 7, few means puny. And if the road to destruction is broad, and Jesus said the road to eternal life is narrow and a puny few will find it, do you not know that Jesus is not a liar? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He tells the truth, and you're going to be tested by his word and his ways on judgment day. And you have no hope outside of that, neighbor. So we love you enough to tell you that truth. We love you enough to keep you informed of the gospel. Pastors and priests aren't telling you the truth. There's going to come a day of tribulation. COVID was nothing. The lockdowns of COVID were nothing. Wait until you see what's coming. Wait until you see what's coming in the Antichrist. Wait until you see the lockdowns he's going to bring. Wait until you see the evil that's growing. Computers, AI, control, complete control is coming in the world. And unless you lose your life ahead of time, you're not going to lose your life when that happens. You're going to hold on to your life. You're going to be fearful. You're going to be pleading and begging for your life. Oh, give me my job. Give me food. Give me freedom. I'll sign. I'll take the mark of the beast. I'll do whatever you tell me. No. Jesus said, whoever loses his life will find it. Whoever holds on to his life is going to lose it. That's why we travel and preach all over America. That's why we stand in the Broadway. We just want a few people to realize that you're outside of the truth of God. We want a few people to realize, we've already talked to some seekers here today, that judgment is coming. Look at your life. You're headed for the broad road. You're headed for the destruction. You're headed for separation from God. We don't want that for our neighbors. We love our neighbors. We want to point the narrow way. There'll be no mockers on judgment day. There'll be people. If you don't bend your knee willingly to serve Jesus, your knee will be bent with an iron rod. Look at the signs of the times. Jesus told us what it will be like in the last days. It is exactly how it is today. The Bible predicted that Israel would be the watch piece. Look what's happening. Israel's a nation again, just as the Bible predicted. Israel is hated by its neighbors, just as the Bible predicted. Israel would bring back the shekel, just as the Bible predicted. Israel would bring back Hebrew language, just as the Bible predicted. That the Jews would return to the nation, just like the Bible predicted. The most accurate book in human history tells of Jesus, tells of the end of times, tells of tribulation, tells of the coming Antichrist, tells of a time of people falling away. Look at the culture, falling away more and more into sin and worldliness and unrighteousness and debauchery. But you can find hope and life and truth and peace and joy This world is going to be burned up. This world is going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. The fire of God is going to come. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that people of the world, the kings, the great men, the free man, the bond man, is going to ask for rocks to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. We don't want that to happen to our neighbors, but you got to turn your mind. You got to turn your heart. You got to turn away from all sin and iniquity that separates you from a holy God. And you got to seek after in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Jesus is a glorious God, but living like the world keeps you separated from Him. Jesus is a glorious Savior, but unless you lose your life, you can't have Him. Jesus is a glorious King of Kings, God of Gods. No other gods before Him, the Bible says. But America has many, many idols. America lives in idolatry. America lives in sin and wickedness. It won't stand before a holy God. America's idol is entertainment.
Where's your church?
America's idol.
We have gay weddings, so.
American's idol is entertainment, partying, drinking, debauchery, sin, sexual perversion. America has all kinds of sin and perversion. So does the world. But here's the hope. The hope is you can turn from that. You can repent of it. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to give in to unnatural affection. You don't have to live and follow your flesh and follow after the things of the world. You can follow righteousness, goodness, and truth, neighbor. Ponder all of that. Ponder how the world is headed in the wrong direction. Ponder how wrath is coming. Ponder how judgment is coming. And then ponder what Jesus did to separate you, if you will repent, if you'll be a sheep of God, if you will seek Him in spirit and truth, if you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. All those things are available to the people of God, but you got to turn and repent. You got to lose this life, neighbor. I had to do it. I'm no better than you. My wife is no better than you. We were doing this stuff about 16 years ago. Partying, drinking, carousing, living for our flesh, living for the next thrill, living for adventure, living to get drunk, living to eat more, living to fornicate, living to do all kinds of wicked idolatry in our youth and in our pagan days of past. But guess what? The Word of God, the Spirit of God, the truth of God got a hold of us. We tested the churches and saw they all live in false ways. We turned from every false way, and we've been following Christ for 15 years in spirit, in truth, in righteousness, in holiness. That is the fruit of God's people. Spirit and truth and righteousness and holiness. You can have it too. We're not special, but we are different. You can be transformed. You can be renewed in your mind. You can have hope of eternity to come. You don't have hope of eternity as you live like the world. You have hope of judgment and wrath. Ponder Christ's glorious work. Put your faith in it. Then follow Him. We're made for good works, Ephesians 2 says. Titus 2 says we're made for good works. Don't live after the pattern of this world, neighbor. We stand out in the broad road to warn you. We tell of the end times to warn you. We tell of Christ's goodness to warn you. We tell of the wrath that's coming to warn you. Repent and seek the kingdom of God while there is time. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ any longer.